This is WHTC in Holland. Time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number here, 395-1450. Our guest this morning is City Manager Ryan Cotton. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Duke, and go green.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't that something?
I loved it.
Yeah, yes, I think a lot of people did. From Michigan, anyhow.
Oh, it was wonderful for us.
Yeah. Well, we want to go green, too. We need to get rid of some of that snow.
Okay.
But they're doing a pretty good job on the streets, I think.
They are. Those sidewalks and streets reappear almost magically. So I think so, too. Thank mm-hmm. you for mentioning that. A hard group, working group of people, and they've spent a lot of their holidays in the plow trucks. So we appreciate that.
We appreciate that very much. And, yeah, I know what it is to work holidays.
That's right. Exactly. Yep.
All right, and the streets, of course, are we keeping up with the salt and that sort of thing?
Yep, we have plenty of that. We're going to meet our budget, if not exceed our budget, in terms of the time involved.
Mm-hmm.
But it is as it should be. You know, it seems like everyone talks about the snowfall and this being a great deal, but I think it's probably actually the way winter used to be, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And so to me, it's a return to normalcy, and that'll be all right.
Yep, yep. Well, I can't say we like it, but we are accustomed to that.
Exactly. Those of us who are experienced.
You got anything on your mind this morning you want to talk about?
Well, yes. We want to make sure that people have their Christmas trees out with
yeah.
their trash
okay.
When they're picked up by January 10th. After that, there's only a drop-off availability. So that's really convenient for people.
Mm-hmm.
A really nice service the city pays for, and we want to make sure people use it. We also want to let people know that our annual calendars are out. If they did not get one in the mail or if they want an extra one, we have them at City Hall. And
okay.
They're free to come by. They're in our brochure racks and in all our offices. People can
mm-hmm.
pick up extra copies. They're very popular and useful.
Yes, they are. Tell me when all the events are going to happen in Holland.
Exactly. It keeps me straight.
I think we got a call on the line here. Good morning. You're online with our guest. Hello.
Garage being taken care of.
A regulation fire. What?
A collapsed garage.
Collapsed garage.
Yeah, I'll hang up and listen, Duke.
Okay.
Hmm. Yes, we'd like to know the address, and then our community neighborhood services staff will investigate it. And if it's depending on the level of deterioration, they'll either get a note to fix, or there's also a dangerous structures ordinance
mm-hmm.
where. Whereby there's going to be a process that can be required to be demolished.
Maybe.
So if there is a public hazard there, we definitely want to look into it as soon as possible. And our number is 355-1300, or email us, and we'll take care of that. My email address is r.cotton@cityofholland.com.
Okay. Now, you usually go to a procedure when you do something that might be
correct. There's a public hearing if we have to go to extreme lengths, and there's neighborhood input, and of course the property owner has rights that need to be preserved by that process.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with City Manager.
Yeah, Duke. It's 404 Van Ralty.
404 Van Ralty.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was fast. Okay. I think we got another call coming in. Good morning. You're on with the City Manager.
Hey, I wanted to call about that pothole on 8th and River that you drive through and I drove through last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you get shook up a little bit?
It shook me to the bone, yeah, thanks.
All right.
Well, that's not a good thing. That's a hazard as well as inconvenience. So Duke mentioned that to me earlier, and I have that already submitted, and I expect that we'll see some action here in the next day or two.
You will see action on it, you bet.
Correct. only question in my mind is whether it be cold patch or hot patch, and that depends on other things going on.
Yeah.
But appreciate knowing about that, and that's the kind of thing we need to take care of. So thank you.
Okay. All right. And what else we got going in the city? Picking up the trees?
The ice rinks are open, Riverview and Lakeview. They're clearing snow this morning because we keep getting snowfall, but they seem to be doing well. We also have sledding and cross-country skiing at Van Ralty
mm-hmm.
Farms in good shape, snowshoeing if people want to go to DeGraff Nature Center. So all our winter activities are in full force. We also have an ice sculpture contest coming up. Next weekend, not this weekend, but the weekend after.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yes. In regard to the garage or other problems, do you have a right to a jury trial like the state constitution says you do and the federal constitution or not?
That's a very good question. There's lots of opportunities to correct the problem before it gets to anything like that. We have
Wait a minute. It has to be determined to be a problem, not just by you, but by a jury. Why shouldn't a jury get to decide whether it's a problem or not? Why should you guys just get to say, that's pretty one-sided? Doesn't give the property owner a chance to do anything about it. He's got to just listen to you preach at him about whatever you think your problem is.
Well, fortunately, we're a government of laws and not of men.
Yeah, we're a government of constitutions, too. And that comes first. Constitution rules over all laws.
I agree with that. And that's what I'm saying. Anything that's done is built on a framework that involves the Constitution as a foundation and then the city's ordinances and other state laws.
It doesn't necessarily mean that any law you enact abides by the Constitution. You can override the Constitution whenever you like, and then the property owner or whoever has to determine whether they're going to try and appeal that and get a jury trial first. But see, you guys don't give them a jury trial, as you're supposed to.
Well, I'm not an attorney, but there are various appeal procedures within the city's rules.
And every one of them costs the person money, doesn't it?
Probably an application fee, somewhat modest. But anything that the city does can be taken to some kind of court, and then that would result in that jury that you are speaking of.
I don't think so.
I don't think anything that I have seen here lately has happened in that way. But nevertheless, yes, someone's rights are always protected in that manner.
They're not protected, I can tell you.
Okay, I guess we're not going to resolve this here. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I think that normally those things are all done by procedure, notifications, that sort of thing.
Correct, and then there's various appeals, and there's always the appeal to our city council to change the ordinance. And obviously, if it's not constitutional, then that's something we would want to hear too, and act accordingly. That took place with our the begging ordinance in the whole state of Michigan. The Supreme Court, I think, of the state viewed the rights of people who are panhandling different than most of the laws in the local governments, and so the city changed its law to correspond to what the court decided as was the proper rights of the person to panhandle. So that. That was done at our own initiative just because we want to be straight and narrow in relation to all the people's rights and all the laws. And that wasn't the case in some other communities. So.
It's strange that those who are panhandling do not really want help that is available to them. I know Daryl from the city mission has gone to talk to these people. They really don't want his help. They want to different type of help.
Yes, it is complicated, and I don't understand it. But there are people who prefer to be to live that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And some who have no other choice. But I believe that there's many who prefer that.
We're here with the city manager this morning. Our number is 395-1450. If you'd like to give us a call this morning, our line is open. And got some more on the city's list there this morning.
Yes, we have coffee with the mayor and the city council coming up. Every January. It's a popular occasion. We have anywhere from 30 to more, 40 people that come, and more can be handled that want to speak individually, just like we are, face to face with their mayor and their council member. And there's tables set up. It's in City Hall, and that is Saturday, January 18th, starts at 9 a.m. So we want to encourage people to make that opportunity count. For example, the gentleman who's concerned about the Constitution, a perfect way to have that kind of philosophical conversation in a way that will prove beneficial as their representatives over the long haul.
You can look in the ordinance book and check it right away.
Absolutely. Staff will be on duty as well to support, and we'll make sure that we get the information needed.
Now, that is really the beginning of the budget process, right?
We also use Saturday. We also use it as a way to flesh out emerging problems in a way that then feeds into a council retreat on broad policy goals, and that comes at the end of the month. And that feeds into the staff work that then is presented during the budget study sessions in April. So there's an opportunity. Someone starts the ball rolling at a coffee with the mayor and council, and that ball keeps rolling. Then they'll see numbers that reflect the opportunity to address that problem.
So sometimes what somebody mentions can eventually become a city ordinance.
Ordinance or a public project.
Right.
Or a change in one of our existing projects, you bet. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. All right. 395-1450, if you'd like to talk to the city manager this morning, we'd be happy to hear from you. And let's see, we ought to take a quick look at the weather here. And the weather is brought to you this morning by your hometown restaurant, Wooden Shoe Restaurant, and their new winter feature is pineapple upside-down pancakes. Cloudy today with a high of 17, and tonight partly cloudy with a low of 5. Tomorrow, times of sun and clouds with a high of 21. And Saturday, windy with snow showers possible, a high of 32 degrees. Then we get to Sunday, and once again it's going to get cold, a chance of a few snow showers and a high of 22 degrees. Well, that's the story, and right now we're looking at 12. Good morning. You're here with the city manager.
Yes, good morning. I'm not sure. I'm having a real problem with one of these city ordinances, okay? I just moved to the city, and, of course, they said it was a city ordinance. I talked to Mary Ann that I had to take the trash removal. Well, I had a real problem issue with them for a few months, and now we sort of got that straightened. And then I had another bill on their 909, and they charge an extra $9.09 a month for recycling, whether you recycle or not. Why is that? Could you please tell me that? Thank you. I'll hang up.
Thank you.
I'd be happy to. That charge was added to everyone's bill regardless of how much trash they have. It's a flat number that applies to anyone who uses trash service in a way that pays for the recycling program in ways that the recycling program otherwise is not paid for. Let me explain. Every piece of trash that gets picked up that can be recycled, if it goes in the recycling, it can then be sold as a valuable commodity. That selling of that recycled product actually reduces everyone's sanitation rates. So it's important that it doesn't cover all the costs of recycling, but it reduces the costs of the disposal because we have less to put in the landfill that way. So it's a service that the city council adopted, and these fees have not changed for 3 years, partly because of the value gotten from the resalvage of materials within the city.
Okay. Good morning. You're on with the city manager.
Hey, we just got a quick question, and then we'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have a family friend who bought a house in the city, and when they did the inspection, there was a television antenna in the attic, and they said that was a city rule, and I've never heard of such a thing. So could you respond to that?
I'm not aware of any law about requiring a television antenna, but those are certainly still operable in many homes, and there's certainly no reason that you couldn't use it.
I think that came about a long time ago when some people did not want to see an antenna on top of their house.
Oh, I see.
And they would put them up in the attic.
I see what you mean now.
And that's it was done by choice, and you may find antenna in your attic.
So the question is, what is the ordinance about putting an antenna on the roof?
Yeah.
I see. I don't know that. I suspect that it probably
still
exists.
I think you can still put an antenna on the roof if necessary.
There's satellite dishes that are allowed within reason. We do have a website, and that website includes a section on the city clerk and the city code, and it's all there electronically. And if the caller wants to give us his some contact information, we'll get back to you on that satellite
Okay.
On that antenna question.
Yeah. Well, he probably just didn't want the antenna up there anymore, but wondered how come it came about. And that's early on in the age of television, some people did not want the antenna up on their roof.
I see.
So they put it in the attic.
And I don't think there's any rule that they have to keep it there.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. All right. What else you got on your list this morning?
We have, as we indicated, there's boards and commissions. We have, like, the zoning board, and we have planning commission. Anyway, there's vacancies, and we rely on the community to come forth and volunteer to be on these boards and commissions and help be a government mm-hmm. of men, a government of laws and not of men, because they interpret the laws in various ways. So, anyway, we have several vacancies I want people to know about. We have a vacancy on the planning commission. And there's an application form on our website, or they can come see Sharon in the mayor's office and fill out an application form. We have the same, we have a vacancy on our Human Relations Commission and also on our Sustainability Commission. So I can explain how these, or Sharon can, what these boards do. We also have two vacancies on the Parks and Recreation Board. And while I'm speaking about that board, they're very active right now. They have a five-year parks plan before them at their next meeting on Tuesday, January 7th. That meeting will be at the Parks and Cemetery office, and people are welcome to attend. But so we really could use more applicants for that board. And lastly, we have a opening on the Downtown Development Authority board. If someone likes or doesn't like something downtown, that's a perfect board
mm-hmm.
for them to volunteer to serve on.
Now, usually these people usually have a meeting about once a month.
Correct. Planning Commission is every 2 weeks. Otherwise, they are monthly meetings. Occasionally, they're canceled in July and August, depending on the agenda.
And sometimes they have special meetings?
Yeah, not so much, but that occasionally that it does happen at the discretion of the chairperson.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yeah, good morning, Duke. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
I have a question. I've heard a couple times on the radio that the city's going to pick up cardboard boxes, and that were used, for Christmas presents or whatever. And what are the dates for that? I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I believe the cardboard boxes, when they're broken down and put in the yellow bags for recycling that the earlier caller mentioned, are picked up at the same day as your trash. I'm not aware of any special pickup for cardboard boxes. It, of course, is important to have them in the yellow bags. It's the Christmas trees for which there's the special effort made
yeah.
this time of year.
He could call Marianne Hensley's office and find out for sure.
Correct. Marianne is always available and by email or by phone.
And she knows everything about it.
She is very familiar, much more than anyone else.
Yeah, yeah. All right. 395-1450 if you'd like to talk to the city manager this morning. And anything else you got on your list?
This is the time of year where we talk about adopt a hydrant.
Oh, well, yeah.
With the snow piles and the snow plowing and shoveling, sometimes hydrants, you can barely see them. And in an emergency, we definitely need that snow cleared away. Now, someone might say, well, gosh, it only takes a minute to shovel around the hydrant. And that's right, when you get it in time. Sometimes when there's freeze and thaw, it gets really crusty and icy and built up, and then it can really be a severe problem in an emergency. So we ask people to look for their closest hydrant and decide to adopt it and go out and shovel around it. And I enjoy doing that myself, and others are encouraged to do likewise. Also, while we're talking about shoveling, sidewalk plowing, our crews have done a fantastic job, as mm-hmm. we talked about. But not all sidewalks are plowed, and certainly they're not plowed with the same rapidity as the streets for all the right reasons. We do try to keep up around the schools, and when the schools aren't in session, they don't. We can't get there as quickly. So, and there's a reason for that, because actually it's the private property owner's responsibility to clear the snow and ice. So we want people to remember that, and if they can get out there and shovel away by, that helps the disabled community in wheelchairs. It helps everyone able to get through. If you sprinkle a little bit of salt down when the sun's going to be out, it's amazing how quickly it can dry up and be a much safer and accessible way to get around the community. And there's many people who have no other way to get around the community.
I've noticed on some fire hydrants they put the tall markers on top so they can find them in case they have to.
Exactly. And finding them is one thing, and then getting the caps
getting
off.
Getting to it is something else.
Yeah, and they need ideally a 4-foot square around each hydrant.
Yeah,
because of all the hosing.
Good morning. You're on with the city manager.
Hello. I'm calling because I'm looking at the Holland Sentinel right now, Mr. Manager, and the first pot shops open for business in Colorado. I'm just kind of curious, where are we in the path of that, and is it got to be a city or state ordinance or, a law or whatever? But I just also want to, express my personal opinion is that I think that it should be allowed, and let's use those tax dollars for electricity and things of that nature that the city can use, and let's go forward with something like that. Bye.
Okay, thank you. That's under a state jurisdiction, isn't it?
Correct. There was an initiative maybe in 2006, something like that, and that was approved for medical marijuana use in the state of Michigan. Colorado, I think one other state, went further. And to the extent that it can be purchased in that way. In the state of Michigan and the city of Holland, it's limited to five persons you can grow marijuana for, and there needs to be a home occupation, so it needs to be registered as such through our community neighborhood services. So there's limits on it in the state, and I think there's still complications in relation to the federal requirements and a conflict between state and federal that will be ironed out over time.
I think eventually you can go and buy it in a drugstore.
I don't know.
And your doctor must prescribe it.
Yes, that's of course out of my field of knowledge.
Yeah, right.
But, I suspect so.
That would be the obvious answer, however.
Right.
All right, 395-1450, if you have a question for the city manager. We can try and answer it, but I don't know why Colorado was allowed to go further with their ordinance, but they apparently took a chance on doing it. And
right, their voters approved something much more in 2009 or 10, 11, something like that, and it just took effect.
Yeah, and that has a little more teeth in it as far as those who are handling it, I think.
Correct.
Okay, 395-1450, our number here on Talk to Town, and we have the city manager with us this morning. And now that you've been on the job for a while, how's it going?
It's wonderful, Duke. We have a great team, and that team includes some of the boards and commissions I mentioned, city staff, professional, trained, caring, enthusiastic, and that goes for our city council.
Mm-hmm.
And just a good group to work with. They're the happiest group that I've worked with. I've been manager in four communities, and I just want to say that Holland is best all around.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And that's not always that way, believe you me.
No,
on the council.
You've served other communities.
Yes.
And you know how personalities can really impact policy.
Indeed.
And that doesn't happen here.
And it makes you unhappy to go to meetings. That's the best way I can put it.
When the press used to show up at one meeting at a place that will be nameless with a pillow under their arm, because they knew it was going to be midnight before they got home again, and it was...
Yes, I've sat in some of those long meetings, too.
They were making a statement. So, anyway, people can tune in and watch our meetings, of course, on the public access television,
right.
And we encourage that, and we encourage people to come and be in the audience and raise their hand.
All right. 395-1450 here, Talk of the Town. Our line is open at the moment for the city manager, and we'd be happy to hear you call. Anything else that we got on the list this morning?
Yes, Windmill Island Gardens.
Oh, yes.
Save the date of April 19th. That's when the gardens will open again for the season, and that's when the windmill will be turning again and open for tours.
Good to hear that.
And thanks to the community and the very generous contributions, we are up close in on the $1 million
mm-hmm.
mark, and we have other funding that Holland Charter Township and the City of Holland would like to put towards the pathways and a new bridge to Holland Charter Township to implement our strategic plan. So we do have a way. We think we can see all these things happening. The restoration of Tizwan, the restoration of the carousel, the restoration of the the music maker, I forget the name for it right now. And
oh, yeah, the Dutch organ.
Dutch organ, and pathways in from downtown and pathways across the river with a bridge. So we encourage people to think about making a contribution in honor of a loved one, and we'll make sure that gets on a special, specially designed commemorative monument that will be near the windmill, so people can express their appreciation to people in their family and their community, and we'd be happy to receive their contribution. I say we, but it's actually the Community Foundation.
Yeah.
So people can go to the Community Foundation on 8th Street or look at their website or come to the mayor's office and speak with Sharon, any one of those ways to make a contribution
mm-hmm.
towards this project. And they rightfully can have an opportunity to feel part of it and celebrate that continuance of those icons for the next 50 years. We're approaching the 50-year mark, so we'll have no problem getting to the next 50-year mark.
I guess I'll always feel a part of it because I was there the opening day.
Is that right?
When Governor Romney and the Prince were up there too.
April 11th, 1965.
Yes, right.
And I remember that day.
Yeah.
Also, we had terrible storms in the Midwest that day later on. Do you remember?
I don't remember the storms.
Yeah. Well, 58 tornadoes, 58 deaths in the five-state region from tornadoes that night. So I know that for reasons
involving
my family and my neighborhood. But I was wondering, geez, I hope we didn't have any of that here. That would have been devastating with the new windmill.
Well, we're out of time, and I want to thank you very much for being our guest this morning here on the Talk of the Town program and answering questions from some of our citizens this morning. And always, you can go to the website if he did not answer the question this morning and maybe get an answer there, right?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.